Está escuchando el Touchdown por el Sol 107.9, Sol Deportes 1580 y en todos los Estados Unidos la aplicación radio.com y el mundo entero radio.com. Juan el Poderoso Romero, quien te saluda conmigo, The Real DJ Fat Boy, Mr. Dale.
Dime.
Todos perdimos esta semana pasada, ¿va? O sea, we all lost.
Oh, man. Everybody te lo digo, lost. Todos perdimos.
Well, the rest has had a bad week.
They still lost. Todavía perdieron todo lo que les pasó en las diferentes redes sociales, los reportes que están saliendo. They still took a L.
lo único que ganaron los Redskins es que we know now Haskins is the number one.
Haskins va a ser el titular. Obviamente lo discutimos la semana pasada que obviamente he was going to be the starter. Just why not name him? And, okay, Callahan dio una excusa que quería dejarle saber a los veteranos.
You gotta work for it.
Face to face. Yeah, ¿me entendés? Yeah. Cara a cara que no iban a ser ellos los titulares. Okay, está bien. Vamos a hablar de los Redskins más adelante. Vamos a hablar de los Cowboys. Un poquito también los Rams. Que están ahí también en la lucha. Pero vamos a empezar con lo que ha salido esta semana en la NFL.
Wow.
Colin Kaepernick. I thought we weren't going to talk about him this year, pero Colin Kaepernick ha regresado a lo que es ser, digamos, alguien que la NFL está hablando de él. Okay. Lo diferente de la prensa, de los medios de comunicación, por la razón que la NFL le ha dado la oportunidad de tener un workout, un tryout, digamos, al frente de los equipos. Los 32 equipos han sido invitados y también van a grabar lo que él va a hacer y van a tener la oportunidad de entrevistarlo. Cualquier persona que llegue ahí al workout en Atlanta el sábado.
Ok. 32 equipos.
Kaepernick, si no lo saben, Kaepernick obviamente es el jugador que anteriormente jugaba para los 49ers de San Francisco. Tuvo 2 años, digo, que fueron exitosos, ¿va? Los llevó al Super Bowl. Sí. Y luego él empezó su disgusto, o sea, su protesta contra lo que es la brutalidad de la policía, ¿va? Cuando empezó no pararse para el himno nacional de los Estados Unidos, eso empezó bastante lío con la NFL, hasta el mismo presidente del país se involucró en todo ese back and forth. Y
Chido.
Lo último que escuchamos de Kaepernick el año pasado es que aceptó lo que la NFL le pagó. No se pudo decir cuántos millones eran. Some people thought it was 80 million. Some people thought it was 10. Somewhere in between, 10 and 80 million.
It's a
secret order. Que no se va a saber cuánto fue. Básicamente, ganó. They settled. Porque la NFL no quería que salieran esa evidencia que él tenía. Que basically, the league blackballed him.
Right.
Que había collusion para que él no llegara de regreso a la liga.
Hush money.
Entonces, hace un mes, el agente que representa a Kaepernick puso un mensaje de prensa que Kaepernick sigue listo para entrar a la NFL, pero no ha mostrado mucho interés los equipos, los 32 equipos de la liga. Y la liga entonces dice que hacen esto para que no haya. Para tener la oportunidad a Kaepernick y no tener que forzar a otro equipo de ser el primero en tenerlo para un workout. Que ya saben que puede causar bastante controversia. Eso es lo que dice la NFL.
Claro, pero la pregunta es, ¿lo están haciendo para la gente, para ellos mismos o para Colin?
Esa es la pregunta de $1,000,000. O sea,
mira, si tú me dices, te voy a pagar tanto y tanto dinero que eso es secret para, you know, hush money, y ahora, what is it, a year later? ¿Un año después? Oh, hey, we're going to let all 32 teams check you out on a Saturday.
Sábado. Pero, Mr. Dale, eso es fácil para que la NFL se lave las manos diciendo, hey, we gave you a chance, nobody picked you up. Now what?
It's not our fault,
it's
right?
It's done. Like, we did our part. Hicimos lo que tuvimos que hacer. We gave you the trial. If nobody came to scout you out, then
it's not our problem.
That's on you.
Mira las cosas que están en contra de Kaepernick. ¿Vea? Estamos ahora en miércoles. Estamos grabando esto un miércoles. Ayer lo llamaron. El mismo ayer martes. Mm. Y le dijeron, tienes 2 horas para responder tu lado. Si vas a ir o no.
Y esto es para un
Kaepernick,
sábado.
Kaepernick la gente de Kaepernick dicen que le pidieron que lo cambiaran un martes, que es un día normal que los equipos tienen tryouts en sus diferentes instalaciones. Tuesdays is the off day in the NFL is usually when they have tryouts at their camp for different positions or whatever. La NFL dijo que no. Kaepernick dice, ah, pues entonces, ¿por qué no lo hacemos hasta el otro sábado para que haya más oportunidad que los equipos cambien su schedule, que quieren venir a verme? La liga dijo que no. It has to be this Saturday, dice la NFL.
¿Pero por qué será this Saturday?
On Saturday, el día antes que bastante de los equipos que están viajando a diferentes ciudades están viajando. Claro. So that just eliminates half the league right there.
Right.
¿Verdad? Que los coaches, tal vez los GMs, no creo que los GMs vayan a ir a ver su equipo en las diferentes ciudades. Por ejemplo, esta semana viene New York. New York está viajando en ese entonces cuando va a ser el tryout. I don't think they're going to fly to Atlanta first, the coach, and then come here.
That makes
están
sense.
Viajando con su equipo. Segundo, it's college football Saturday. The scouts, they're working the college football games.
Right,
with the,
makes
the
sense.
Diferentes equipos. So who's going to go see Kaepernick tryout?
Who needs him the most?
I mean, pero la cosa es, I mean, I'm sure they have a couple more scouts.
Right, you'll like say.
They have the scout juniors.
Low-level scouts.
Right.
Okay. Is that who a player like Kaepernick deserves to have a tryout in front of?
Doesn't matter what he deserves. It's just an opportunity that you get. You take it or you leave it. You make the best out of it.
So that's what the league wants him to think.
Yeah,
exactly.
Eso es lo que la liga quiere que él piense.
Go ahead, Fatboy. Go ahead, Fatboy.
Yo estoy hablando like if I'm the
You're
NFL.
You're talking like Jerry Jones.
There you go. No.
Yo estoy hablando como if I'm representing the NFL. This is what you've been waiting for. We're giving it to you, and it's still not enough. Everything is not always going to be on your side. Hey, you get an opportunity.
He's seen that piece already.
Exactly.
He's seen that piece already.
Just take it and make the best out of it. If it's just a PR stunt, hey, it's a PR stunt.
I think we all agree that it's a PR stunt. I don't know.
Yeah.
I think, yo no creo que él va a llegar.
I mean, la historia de la liga nos dice que they're never really thinking about the goodwill of somebody, ¿me entiendes? It's a PR stunt. ¿Quién me beneficia a mí como liga? I think that's what it is. Obviously, let's calm down these people that are not coming to the stadium, that are not watching the product, that are not participating in the product right now. Hey, give him a tryout. Maybe somebody likes him.
Maybe somebody show up.
Maybe somebody likes him because they're going to videotape it, supposedly. También
lo que yo vi was that the Cowboys are interested in Colin Kaepernick.
Okay, pero Jones has made it clear that he doesn't want people to sit for kneel for the anthem. Pero el que acaban de llegar a ustedes de New England, he was a big-time...
Bennett.
He was a big-time protester of the anthem for a while, too, against police brutality.
And
whatever happened to him in Vegas with the police, since then he was protesting. But he stood up. Jerry Jones made him stand up for the anthem this last couple games, or it's been one game.
One game.
Could it be que...
Puede cambiar. I mean, you come to Dallas, uno sabe que...
Dime, Jerry.
It's all eyes on there. The media's always there. You're always going to be scrutinized the day after... Whether you do something good, si hace algo malo, you're going to be in the media.
Yeah,
so
eso sí.
So it's going to be like, hey, you want it to be good or you want it to be bad?
Mira, aquí está la razón. Porque para mí, no tiene Kaepernick ahorita su posición en la liga. Para mí, it goes to Kaepernick and it goes to RG3 and it goes to, ¿cómo se llama este? Tebow. I don't want them as my backups. I don't need celebrities as my backups. No necesito que CNN mande su reportero a entrevistar my second quarterback. ¿Me entendés? I don't need that distraction.
I see what you mean.
I don't need that distraction. Tu ego. I mean,
it's not ego.
No, it's not that porque, digamos, what Colin Kaepernick stands for, that's not going to go away.
Right. No.
He's not going to represent that. So, cuando uno está at the stadium after a loss, for whatever reason, you think you want CNN? Oh, so do you think because he's still protesting that, or because he's still protesting that that's the reason why
you
why
lost the game?
You guys lost the game? Like, whoa, no, you're taking it to a whole
different
thing.
That's
a distraction that Juan is talking about. You do not want.
I see.
So, pero, okay, miremoslo así. The safety, Eric Reed, for the Panthers right now, he's with Kaepernick. He's tweeting pro-Kaepernick things all the time. Pero la NFL y Carolina in particular... Have him on the team because he's worth the headache. He's worth, because he's a starting safety in the NFL. Now, Kaepernick, para mí, él va a ir a ser banca. O sea, no va a ser titular. Pero, so, is he worth the headache of having to be scrutinized every, you know, basically every PR chance to get to be asked about this other thing other than football?
Una cosa voy a decir. Kaepernick, play, bench, or no play, he's going to sell tickets.
I believe
eso,
yo te creo.
Al fin,
because there is that faction of fans, that group of fans, que en realidad, I mean, we don't see it that much, but I think there are a lot of fans that are turned away because of Kaepernick.
And to be honest, not even just football fans, just people in general. Say, hey,
exactly.
You know what, Kaepernick came back. Let's hop on the, you know, let's hop on the wagon.
Let's hop on that team's.
Exactly. Support him.
The NFL now because they gave him the chance. So they gave him the shot.
Which owner is going to see that?
The only
Jerry
team.
Jones. He's smart. I'm trying to tell you, man.
Yeah. You guys get that new stadium too. Pero, man. Mira, el único equipo
para mí.
Pero
the thing about Jerry Jones that he's big time respect the flag guy.
Yeah.
That's the thing. Yeah. Is he going to be able to bite that bullet?
But look at what he did with Bennett.
Right.
What happens if what happens if he says that with Kaepernick and says, hey, you know what? No other team's going to give you a shot. I will. We have to play by my rules. It's up to you.
We don't know if Kaepernick would. I think I heard him say that he wouldn't kneel anymore. Like, that's over. He's trying to move on to the next step.
I mean, joking.
Okay. I think he said that.
He's tired of kneeling. And he got paid.
He won. At the end of the day, he won. And now he's about to win even more. Hey, just by getting the shot.
One question.
Uh-huh.
Non-football related.
Dime.
Do you think Jay-Z has something to do with this?
Duh.
Of course.
Duh.
Yeah.
it's there. Hace seis meses, then he got the contract to do all the events for the Super Bowl and such forth. Now think about it. He's also got his firm, the agency for the players and stuff. Mm-hmm.
Why not?
Jay-Z getting it.
I'm about to cut you off. Jay-Z probably went in there, se sentó con Roger Goodell and said, look, man, you guys want to make millions?
Let's do this.
Billions of dollars? Let's do it this way. Come
he
on,
hasn't
man.
Lost.
You're talking about one of the smartest guys.
It's
Jay-Z.
Your boy.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
so, este sábado,
mm-hmm.
Cuando grabemos la próxima semana, ¿va a tener equipo Kaepernick, sí o no? What do you guys think?
I think yes.
I don't know. I'm trying to think of what team could actually be on. And the only thing I could think of is the Panthers.
No.
Because Cam is
being injured. They're talking about the Bears. Stephen A. Smith said the Bears.
I'm thinking backup for the Steelers. That's what I'm thinking.
Okay.
Because right now,
he's not going to start.
Rudolph is doing his thing for now. ¿Me entiendes?
He's really not doing that much.
Right.
He did okay against us.
He's managing right now, basically.
Okay.
He's managing right now.
Mm-hmm.
You let Kaepernick warm up in the system a couple weeks, be the backup.
Throw him in there for a couple plays.
Let him come in as a starter.
I see it. You know
that
what? I think
that
yes.
Would be bad.
I think you're absolutely right. You know, somebody that's going to sit in the back and actually has gameplay.
So, para mí, I think it might happen. I think he might get a team. Hopefully. I wish he would play. I just wish, like,
la pregunta.
I wish last year that the Redskins would have gotten him last year instead of Josh Johnson, instead of Mark Sanchez. I wish they would have. I don't have a problem with it. He can come here and do whatever he needs to do. In desperate situations, like last year, where we didn't have any quarterback. We didn't have any quarterback after Alex Smith.
Yeah, after Alex
Colt
Smith.
Colt McCoy went down after the game after,
and
during the Cowboys game. So
that.
Don't say, yeah, we needed anything last
Juan,
year.
Juan, I'm going to be real with you. I don't even think that if you guys had the opportunity to get him last year, you guys would have done it.
No, they said Bruce didn't want to.
Bruce didn't want to.
He didn't want to.
I remember that. Yo me recuerdo.
Yeah, he said no.
The thing
because
about it is,
we were the only team.
I'm sorry.
We were the only team.
I'm talking about the rest of right now, but Bruce needs to go.
We were the only team, literally, that was down to our fourth string quarterback, and they're like, why not sign Kaepernick? He's like, no. No lo voy a hacer.
That's because the league, you know.
We don't know.
Yeah.
We don't know. Yeah. We don't know if there was collusion because they've been silenced.
Set top secret
and
stuff.
And you know, Kaepernick got criticized for that, too, for taking the money from the NFL also.
Yeah.
But that's another issue.
But who wouldn't?
You talk to these holier than now people on Twitter que dicen que why did he take the money? People that are quote unquote woke.
Well, let's put this thing in perspective. I don't know if he has children or not, but he's got to take care of some kind of family, and bills come out every month. Bueno, so
ya hablamos 15 minutos de Kaepernick. you got one more thing?
No.
I thought you were saying you got one more thing. You were waving it off.
I'm done with Cap.
Está escuchando el touchdown aquí a través de la aplicación radio.com. Nos puede seguir a través de las redes sociales @elpoderosoDC. If you want to get in touch with me, Fatboy.
@TheRealDJ, Fatboy, Twitter, Snapchat, Instagram.
@MrDale1, Instagram, Snapchat, and Facebook.
All right, let's get back to on the field action.
Okay. El touchdown shown on Twitter.
Okay. Yeah. Sorry for cutting you off.
Está bien.
Monday night.
I think that was the best game I've seen all season. I don't know. There's been some good games esta temporada.
That is the best game I've seen all season. That was like the Kansas City and Rams game last year.
Yeah. Pero en esta ocasión, it was a lot of defensive, turnovers that made the game more exciting.
Pero al principio, it looked like it was going to go one way.
Right.
It did.
Until the Seahawks came back and said, hold up.
But, I mean, that's just Russell Wilson for
you. Of course.
He's always,
second. I never thought I would say this, but I want Clowney on the Redskins. Man, that man put pressure.
Wow.
He's crazy.
Wow.
Like, he doesn't get the sacks all the time, but he's always in there. Siempre está ahí. And this time he actually got some fumbles. But it's interesting what's going to happen with him because he's only on a 1-year deal, I believe. I don't think they have extended him yet.
After Monday's game, they need to. And I don't know what team needs him, but I'll take him over at the Rams any day.
So, el final score in overtime fue 27-24, creo que fue, o 30-27.
27-24.
So, la pregunta, now, San Francisco played against a really good team in Seattle.
Finally, they played a good team.
Alfin. I think they should have put the game away earlier. They couldn't get it done. If Gold would have been playing, they would have hit that game-winning field goal probably. Most likely.
You think so?
Most likely.
Yeah.
They had that chance.
47?
Yeah. That was so awful. That kick was horrendous.
It just went way left.
Yeah. But it's like me kicking during Turkey Bowl games. Like, it was pretty bad.
I thought somebody had punched it at the top.
No.
But then when they replayed it, I was like, no, it just went straight left.
So
like,
la pregunta is, do you trust San Francisco yet? Garoppolo.
I've said it since day one. No.
To be honest, you cannot put that on the quarterback. You need to understand how much pressure. And he's look. The kicker is not even their original kicker.
No, we're talking about the game. He turned the ball over. He pulled a Case Keenum. He was turning the ball over left and right.
It's gonna happen. But he came back to seal the deal with that last minute drive to put him back into the game.
That was all him. Nah.
He didn't have Kittle. And he ain't have Emmanuel Sanders most of the game too because he got hurt. So I give you that.
You telling me that after that Russell Wilson drive to put him on top
and the last few seconds, I get your point.
He came back and put him into the game. Yeah, he might have had a BS game where he threw a couple interceptions, but it's just how do you come back from that? Can you come back from that? And he did. He made mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
He fixed him up. He came back, made adjustments, stayed in the game. It's just, the kicker blew it. I thought it was over.
Yeah, we all thought, I thought it was over.
I was just like, the kicker already made one
right
to put him on top, came back.
And that was for 47 as well, wasn't it?
It was.
Mm-hmm. So 47 to 47 back.
They were both 40-plus kicks. I said, hey, it's over, and I heard it. They were talking about it. Do you think that Garoppolo could do it? Yo, he marched down the field, put him. Literally put the team in a position to win. The kicker didn't make the field goal. That's not on him. He did his job, in my opinion.
And they were down 10 in the fourth quarter late,
exactly.
too. He came back.
Yeah. I give it that. But at the end of the day, I don't think that the 49ers all together as a team is really all that. This is the first team that they've actually had to play. They had to actually throw more than 200 yards. Every other game except one is over 200 yards plus throw. Like
but he
receiving.
Stayed in the game.
Yeah.
The whole game.
Yeah, but he
in
lost.
Overtime.
But he lost against a better team, a better QB, and a better coach.
Look,
and those refs
all right,
were
wins
those refs
count,
were
right? Hey, I mean, wins count, right?
Yeah.
Garoppolo, starting quarterback in the NFL, is 16-3. 16-3.
Okay.
I mean,
that's phenomenal.
Okay, no.
That's a phenomenal record, dude.
That's okay. Okay.
I mean, he gets it done, but it's not pretty.
Remember, Mr. Dale, football is four quarters.
Yeah.
If you have a horrible first, second quarter,
you can always come back.
Yeah. And that's what he did. It's just the kicker blew it. I don't even know what he was doing. He was probably put the stick all the way to the left.
En realidad fue feísimo esa patada.
Eso fue
horrible. Pero igual, San Francisco now, una derrota.
Finally. Helps me out.
I believe los Seahawks son 8-2. Si estoy bien.
Sí.
Or 9
sí.
or 7-2.
Who?
Seahawks. Seattle. 8-2 when they
8-2.
Okay. To me, though, still, and I'm saying this right now, November 13th, Green Bay is going to the Super Bowl.
Green Bay?
Green Bay is going to
Green
the Super
Bay?
Bowl. I know you don't believe in them.
Green Bay con quién? Really? Green Bay?
Green Bay will represent the NFC. Because
over the Saints,
yes.
Over the Seahawks,
the Saints lost to the Falcons. That just totally disproves anything I have with the Saints.
It doesn't matter.
Any love that I have for the Saints.
We're gonna get back to that. All I'm gonna say is right now the power rankings, they still got the 49ers at number one. Okay,
but that's because of the wins and losses. Okay,
they got the Ravens at number two.
I can understand that.
Patriots number three.
They should be
Seahawks number four and Packers five. I'm sorry, the way that the Packers lost.
To the Chargers. Okay.
It's come on, man.
He came back the next game, but I mean, I don't think the Packers. I think the Saints and the Seahawks.
La manera
even Minnesota.
Como juega los Packers.
No, but
now,
Saints too.
Look, Packers before.
It does not matter. They're at the top of their division. No importa.
The Packers.
When we get into the playoffs, I'm sorry, Juan, but when we get into the playoffs.
Oh, no, it's a different game.
Wild card,
it's a different game. It's a different game. You're absolutely right.
But this is what we're talking about. The loss against the Falcons. How much did that expose the Saints?
Yeah.
A lot. We're talking about.
I guess video play.
About they lost
the
by 13.
Falcons.
They did. They kept them to 9 points, didn't they?
Yeah.
We're not talking about like a field goal.
Atlanta is one of the worst defenses in the league.
And to have one of the best offenses come in and get stopped and get shut down.
What's happened to Kamara?
Kamara
disappeared.
Kamara was hurt for a few weeks previous to this, and then he came back, and then they're splitting time with him and Murray.
Right
now, from what I understand, that's how Sean Payton is going at it. Pero, I don't know, man. 49ers have not convinced me. I think it's going to be Saints and Seahawks trying to battle it out for the NFC.
Well, I mean, it's too early to say.
But I don't,
the Packers do it because the Packers now, before it was all, their offense era totalmente de acuerdo en las jugadas increíbles de Rodgers. Rodgers had to run around, scramble, make some plays, and keep up with teams that had, good offenses because their defense sucked. Now, este año, their defense is not, like, dominating, but it's decent. And they have a running game now. They have two running backs that are capable of taking
Jamal Williams and Aaron Jones.
That can do damage. So it's not all upon Aaron Rodgers anymore.
Juan.
So this game against Carolina showed me that they could contain McCaffrey if they really wanted to. I mean, McCaffrey had his stuff still.
Yeah,
he still had his game, but it wasn't like he blew
it wasn't
up.
Explosive like,
right.
Like he normally has been. I know what you mean.
So I like the Packers.
Okay. Well,
if we're doing power rankings right now, I'm putting Packers.
Let me ask you una pregunta, Juan. Y Jerry Jones aquí está aquí en la esquina,
por
favor. Jerry, in 2 weeks, we got the Packers con the 49ers.
Yeah. They got flexed.
I know you're not really big fan of the Packers, Jerry. Pero, Juan, you are. You think they're going to win?
Yeah.
Against 49ers?
Yeah.
Nah.
Tú?
49ers got it.
If Emmanuel Sanders comes back, I say yes. 49ers got it.
I say 49ers
Kittle too,
got
man.
It regardless.
Kittle's
oh, yeah.
Important.
But, oh, Kittle también.
Kittle's no, important.
I say 49ers got it regardless. Not that I have hope in their offense, but they look good. You cannot blame this loss on the entire team, even though you take an L as a team.
Wow, look at Jerry going.
No, bro, They would have won if he would have made the field goal.
No, you're right. You're right. You're
real
right.
Talk, yeah. Real
no,
talk.
No, no. La verdad, la verdad. La verdad, la verdad.
He is a backup kicker that just got signed Nine, a couple days.
Yeah, couple days before.
A couple days saying, hey, you want to come in for one game. Not even thinking that the game was going to come down to him.
He's been to so many NFL teams this year for tryouts. You know what I'm saying? He played like one game. And yeah, it was a bad look for him.
Okay, this is the real question. Jerry, are you going to let that cat out during that game?
Man, should have brought
that
cat out.
You gonna let the cat out again?
We're gonna talk about that.
All right, vamos a hacer la pausa ahorita, ya que estamos aquí. Vamos a analizar un poquito los Redskins, los Rams, los Cowboys, our picks for the week, y más.
Yeah.
The touchdown. Let's go. Seguimos con el touchdown a través de la aplicación radio.com, toda la nación americana y también. Internacionalmente está escuchando el touchdown, repasando la NFL. Ya hablamos de la NFL, vamos un poquito a nuestros equipos. Voy yo primero. Hey, you guys mind, right? Redskins first? Why not?
You
can get it over with? That was like, get it over with now. Yeah, get might as well get it over with. Yeah, all right. Los Redskins. Al fin, anunciaron que Dwayne Haskins va a ser el mariscal por el resto de la temporada.
Por
ya
fin.
Era tiempo.
Ya era
por
tiempo.
Fin. Thank the Lord. Let him develop, let him see his own mistakes, que se vea que los errores que hace en práctica, que lo repase toda la tarde con el coach, que haga todo lo que tenga que hacer un titular. We gotta see what we have in him. Porque viendo cómo están las cosas, top three pick, I feel, is guaranteed for the Redskins. cómo están las cosas ahorita. Y the Redskins, en realidad, they gave away their second pick for this year, which is basically a late first rounder. If you're thinking about it, big like 35th. If you're top three, you're going to pick 35 in the second round. And they gave it away last year para mover adelante para sacar a Sweat. To okay. Get Sweat, to move up to the first round, back to the first round and get Sweat. So you're going to have to flip somebody to get a second round pick probably. Now, we know that Trent Williams tal vez va a ser la opción, pero...
Va a ser la opción?
I mean, I'm saying la opción que lo van a cambiar. They're probably going to trade him.
Claro.
Another option might be you pull the Arizona Cardinals, the new coaching staff, new. If we have a new GM comes in and say, we're not really Haskins believers, you got to be able to sell him to trade him next year.
So is that why they're starting him?
No, I don't think this coaching staff right now is looking towards the future like that. I'm just saying que
no hope.
You have to find out what you have. If
right.
You want to trade him or if you're going to keep
You want to see how valuable your marbles are.
I'm not saying no hope, but they're just looking at the end of the season.
Yeah.
Right.
For right now.
O sea, Callahan knows his name is his in front of his name is interim head coach. It's not head coach yet.
You know, creo que va a ser
right. I don't even think
técnico la próxima temporada.
No, no. I don't think so either. They need to do a lot of things in the offseason to get people back on board with the team, and I don't think the fan base is going to be able to swallow Callahan as the new head coach next year. I don't think it would be the case. So now Haskins is going to start against the Jets. The Jets have an awful record, just like the Redskins, only one win better, but their defensive coordinator is Greg Williams. Greg Williams tiene un esquema de cargas complicated, like blitz packages. They be coming out of nowhere, safety, cornerback. I think the guy selling beer sometimes comes on blitzes. He's got a complicated package, and also he hates the Redskins. He might come and just be ready to just embarrass the Redskins. Embarrass the Redskins. So he's got that to deal with. And the Jets might be feeling themselves. They beat up on the Giants last week in New York, the Battle of New York. So it's going to be a tough game, I think, for Haskins. Pero it's the right thing to do. It's the right thing to let him start. Ya 1-8 la marca para los Redskins de esta temporada. Los playoffs completely out of it. Basically looking towards next year. You got to see what you have with Haskins. Got to put him out there. And otras notas de los Redskins. Obviously, they didn't play last week, so they didn't lose. It's good. They lost in the press. Again, con lo de Trent Williams. Trent Williams, la semana pasada lo hablamos entre ustedes que... Trent Williams no quería seguir adelante con la investigación que los Redskins pidió.
Mm-hmm.
We kind of looked at it as, well, was he hiding with this, that, the other? Y Trent Williams habló después diciendo que él lo que quiere es salir adelante de esto. Ya estuvo. Like, forget about it. Like, I don't want them to fire the trainers. Like, they work under the management. ¿Me entiendes? O sea, the management is who failed this to happen, basically.
Right.
Not, he explained not. How basically they discovered the cancer because él se estaba cansado de ver the big lump on his head, the growth.
El chichote, como decimos.
Ajá, el chichote, yeah. he went to a plastic surgeon, and once the plastic surgeon went in there, right before they were going to start, el plastic surgeon vio y dijo, this isn't just a normal cyst. Like, right. You should check this out. And that's when they rushed him to do everything.
Right, okay.
So he explained that he was literally weeks away from the cancer spreading throughout his skull. Todo, o sea, he was scared. And he kind of just wanted to put it behind him. He didn't want to make a big deal. Él pensó que manteniendo su silencio durante todo este tiempo le iba a beneficiar a él porque entonces los Redskins were going to reward him with trading him, giving him what he wanted.
Claro.
And no, they were spiteful.
And they kept him.
And they kept him. So all this could have been avoided if they just would have traded him
to any place.
Anywhere.
Any place.
Any other team. You could trade to the CFL. Anyone else.
They probably would have had a first round pick, second round
algo,
pick.
Algo. Algo tuvieron. See the face ahora, on now they have nothing to show for. Terrible. Terrible.
Terrible. That's why I don't think, personally, I don't think Bruce Allen survives this season. Pero, Redskins have their own world over there. I wish a lot of things would change, pero we're going to get into that later, further down the season, once we start going into that time of the season. Obviously, we're going to be here throughout the playoffs, and right when the playoffs start, the coaching changes, the GM stuff starts too. So, we're going to give you all those updates here in touchdown. Ya saliendo un poquito de lo que es los Redskins, vámonos con los Rams. Domingo pasado, I think I picked the Steelers. If I'm right.
You picked the Rams. Well,
I think I picked the Steelers, or maybe I wanted to pick the Steelers. Maybe I thought because they didn't have Connor.
Tuviste la única persona que cogió the Pittsburgh.
Yeah. Give myself an applause for that one.
For once. Man.
¿Qué pasó? Pues yo no vi el partido.
Ay, 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 ¿qué te puedo decir de este juego? We were supposed to win this game, pero así, yeah.
Te duele la cabeza,
me duele la cabeza porque...
Y'all was supposed to, that's why I picked them.
That's why we both picked them. But I mean, look, man, Jared Goff threw for 243 yards, zero touchdowns, didn't use Cooper Kupp at all.
Two interceptions.
Thank you for throwing that in there, Jerry. You know, we have an offensive line and nobody showed up. I felt like it was a Super Bowl again. I don't know what happened. I don't know if it was McVay. I don't know if it's Jared Goff. I don't know what happened. Because for that game, Pittsburgh outplayed us. Not by much, but they had outplayed us. But they were working on the second string stuff. So I'm trying to figure out, like, what's going on.
Question.
Demon.
And you can tell me to go kick rocks if you want.
Go kick rocks. Wait. Pay for my wings and then go kick rocks because last week you lost.
Jalen Ramsey, upgrade or non-upgrade to the Rams defense?
I think it was an upgrade. Of course. It's definitely an upgrade. Upgrade.
What's this guy here at Baltimore already have two pick sixes already? The guy you guys, what's his face?
Marcus Peters.
Yeah.
But I mean, you guys.
Why would you not pay him and then pay Ramsey? And you still got to renegotiate with Ramsey.
Team for team, like Baltimore is a better team. As of this year in the backfield, they needed Marcus Peters. So I give him that. Jalen Ramsey for us is a star player. Yes, he's holding down the biggest wide receivers in the league. You could call Jalen Ramsey like a Marshawn Lattimore from the Saints. Like top five, you know, cornerbacks in the league. So yeah. I think to me it is a boost, but I mean you got to understand, coming from one type of play to a new type of play, he still got to learn. He still got to be cool with the team, you know, have that chemistry. I think it was good in the backfield. I mean, nobody really caught any balls like that over there at Pittsburgh. I didn't see a Juju go fire. Like nothing.
He was talking trash.
Nothing
about
explosive.
He was talking trash. He was saying, Antonio Brown was definitely better than Juju. Jalen Ramsey.
That's by far. Let's not even talk about that.
I just feel like the reason why the Rams lost this game was because of the turnovers. Yeah. Can't win games if you turn the ball over.
That's absolutely right.
That's what difícil.
We couldn't get past the 50-yard line for half the game.
Are you putting a lot of the Rams season on Goff?
Yeah. Of course.
I thought he was going to hesitate course. At least. I thought no. he was going to think about the question.
No,
I thought he was going to think about the question.
No, I'm going to tell you, lo que yo decía desde el principio, Goff no me convenció. I love my team. I love that what we have right now. Pero Goff is just not it. You put Goff in a different team in a, with a different type of line, Goff would look like Colt McCoy.
Is Gurley being used enough?
No. Well, I think no.
Or the
he's
right
not,
way.
No, he's not being used anymore like that because I think that they all got that video play from last year and they're already expecting Gurley this year in the same direction. And he's not fully 100%. I think he's about 80. I mean, he only did, what, 73 yards this past game? Wasn't a lot, but I think he needs
to carry 73 yards.
I mean, personally, yeah. I think that if Steelers would have Roethlisberger, they would have a lot more respect right now.
Of course.
Pero, yeah, of course.
Pero Pittsburgh's because, on the rise, I thought, since they beat down the Chargers in L.A. that game like about a month ago, I think, they've been coming back, I think. Yo creo que ellos van a hacer ruido the rest of la temporada. I think y'all ran into a good team at the wrong time.
At the wrong
because
time.
The Ravens, I mean, not the Ravens, 49ers, Steelers. When they played the Steelers, they crushed them.
Mm-hmm.
That was the beginning of the season, right? So now you just caught them at the wrong time.
Wrong time. No, I mean, you guys always understand that the Steelers have a good backfield. Let's be real. Right. I mean, I don't think that to catch up on Kupp and if we had Cook, we'd be a lot better. I mean, we did get Clay Matthews back, but we lost.
Who do you guys play this week?
Who do we play this week, actually?
Play to win the game.
Play to win the game. Man, I tell you. Rams. We play the Bears. We play the Bears.
Sunday night.
Unless Colin Kaepernick gets that bear call.
Can you imagine?
Oh,
if
man.
If he goes Saturday and plays Sunday night, dog.
Look, fantasy gods and whatever else is up there, please, 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 please. If you're going to hire Colin Kaepernick, wait till the following week.
So the Bears, Mitchell Trubisky is at Chicago?
At LA.
Well,
8:20
really
game. Late night game.
Man, that's a tough game, man. I mean,
I don't think it's gonna be a tough
Chicago
game.
Chicago is on their last like their last life throw. Support yeah. for playoffs right now.
Yeah, they had well that we should definitely win this game. Like we should have won last game, but whatever. I think we'll be all right.
Here we go. Trust me. Got that quiet confidence again. It should be an easy game.
No. I mean, piénsalo. We were supposed to win that Pittsburgh game offensively.
I learned not to say nothing. This is over.
All right.
Jerry.
Con los Cowboys, Sunday Night Football. Mr. Kirk Cousins came into Dallas and
Ouch.
Took care of business. Did he? Was it just the defensive effort, too? So, he played all right. I think Cousins played all right. I had to pick him up at the last second fantasy.
You know,
he played good. I mean, he had, 220 yards, 2 touchdowns. Prescott had, he was 3 yards short of 400 yards, 3 touchdowns. El único interception que tuvo fue that end of the play Hail Mary.
Yeah.
But, I mean, a lot of it goes down. I mean, we kind of beat ourselves on that fair catch play. He had 30 yards open.
Do you know that Jason Garrett took the blame for it this week?
To be honest.
Yesterday or something like that?
Garrett needs to go.
No.
He said Garrett needs to go.
Garrett needs to go, bro.
In my opinion, that is the right call because what happens when you have a little bit of time and then you get the ball and then you try to do too much and then you end up not doing nothing and then you lose 10 seconds.
Yeah.
So,
well,
what Garrett should have told him was, hey, you know what? If you see a lane open, you have 20 plus yards, take it. But don't just all of a sudden fair call and don't even look down the field.
Yo te dije lo que me molestó de ese partido was you guys were in the red zone marching down with about, I think it was like 2 minutes left, somewhere around the 2 minute warning, I remember. And the play calling was horrible. You guys were moving the ball up and down the field against Minnesota that last drive, the second to last drive.
90 million.
Second to last drive. And then you get to the red zone and the play calling was awful. Like
it wasn't flowing.
What happened? Who was that? Was that Garrett? Was it Moore? I don't know. But the combination of both of them to just come up there.
Esto fue lo que pasó. First of all, it was a hurry up. All right,
Jerry.
We went for a run with Zeke. He got stuffed. Okay. Then we went with the second run to the left. and we lost a yard.
But so was it a run or was it a trick run? I think it was like one of the
it was planned to be a trick run.
It was the option run.
Right. Okay.
The option run.
Right.
So in my opinion, if we're moving the ball the way we are in the air,
right,
Dak is having a phenomenal game. Yo, keep it like that. I think it's just okay. We get that in the red zone. What does Jerry Jones want? He wants his $90 million player. He's at $90 million. Hey, you know what? Your $90 million player wasn't effective today. Keep him like that.
Yeah.
Use the people that are effective. Use the people that have been making noise this game. Because
Amari Cooper is a G. I give it to him.
Isn't this what the Cowboys wanted?
Yeah.
To be able to win games without relying solely on Ezekiel Elliott.
Yep.
So now that we have this option, now you want to go back. Oh, we need to win through Ezekiel. We don't.
No. I think.
Which is why I think you shouldn't assign him to that deal.
They wouldn't have kept him if they wouldn't have gave him $90 million. That's the truth.
Not even that, but it's give him the money, but it's just like, hey, you know what? Understand it. You as a coach, yo, he had what, 40-some yards? He wasn't effective.
He wasn't. Not against that team.
So what? So bring him out as a decoy. Why? Because he's going to have that safety or linebacker over him and with somebody else playing one-on-one.
That's why Jerry Jones to get down the field coach, put some headsets
on. Put that cat in the play.
Use him as a decoy.
Yeah.
You spit out your receivers, somebody's going to be open. It's going to be a mismatch. And there's your touchdown.
That's your touchdown.
Winning game. Boom. Come on, man.
They only lost by 4.
Jerry Jones, you got to fire Garrett then.
Yeah. Fire Garrett, Jerry.
No, Jerry Jones needs to sit himself and say, hey, you know what? I am the owner, and I'm going to be the owner, and I'm going to let my coaches coach.
Do you think that Jerry Jones has a lot of
why do you think Jason Garrett's still there?
Well, I mean, that the reason why he has his job, yes, but not
Look
in play
Johnson.
Not in play
Jimmy
calling.
Johnson
not
got
in play
let go
calling.
After winning the Super Bowl.
That because he didn't want to do
because,
his way.
Because he didn't want to do what Jones said.
That's right.
Bro, that right there tells you everything you need to know of the person Jerry Jones is. Real talk.
And that's a real fan right there.
That's
my man. Hey, you're absolutely
Jerry
right.
Jerry Jones, one of the best coaches, the ones that came in and did the whole trading thing. Everybody, he traded, I think it was a defensive end or defensive tackle. And everybody was just like, yo, like, that's the best player we got.
Herschel Walker him. Trade,
yep,
too.
Yep. First rounders, second rounders came back, put on the Super Bowl team. And then got fired after winning the Super Bowl because he didn't want to be a puppet. He didn't want to do what Jerry Jones. Hey, you know what? I'm the coach.
Let me coach. Right. Okay. Cool.
Now look at Jason Garrett. He can coach all he wants.
But he has to go through Jerry Jones.
Jerry Jones. Hey, you know what?
You
we
think
paid
he's in his
$90 million?
Game?
We're in the red zone. Give him the ball. What is Jason Garrett going to do?
Give him the ball. Okay. I get it. It's owner to management type thing. Okay, I got you.
Because the talent's there.
The talent is. I think the Cowboys have a good talent. Yeah.
We saw them come out. They were on top, but yo, like they were dominating the game. They were moving the chains through the air.
Yeah.
Something that Dak has been criticized. Oh, he's not a good quarterback. He doesn't have a lot of
And I don't think Xavier Rhodes could keep up with Amari Cooper, let's be real.
Exactly.
I mean, he playing zone over there with him, and you give Cooper space, he's catching that ball. And well,
to me, I'm still not convinced with Minnesota. I'm sorry. I saw them against the Redskins. I'm not convinced.
Is it because of Cousins?
No,
you were always against Minnesota.
If we had a crappy offense that game. Yet McLaurin was open all game long that game. But you just couldn't get him the ball. We couldn't get him the freaking ball. We didn't have any, like, starting quarterback.
Well, Juan's living in the past, though.
19-9 was the score. The Redskins versus the Vikings.
Okay. One question before we stop talking about the Cowboys, because this is just interesting. I know everybody saw the meme of Dak Prescott.
Oh, Orlando.
With his warm-ups.
Orlando.
That broke the internet.
The question is, did you, Fat Boy, teach him how to dance cumbia?
Look, he hit me up on Twitter one time, and he was just like, yo, I need a killer video. To be honest, I mean, they were talking about it, those little hip pumps.
It makes...
When you're in the game, that just determines on how much faster you can release the ball.
Right.
Everybody can crack on them all they want, but it's if this is the way that he warmed up, and he had a phenomenal game Sunday, but
it just didn't end up to be a
we just couldn't come out on top at the end.
Do you think you got outplayed, Or do you think it's just the just stipulation?
Not outplayed. It was just like Juan said. I mean, that last drive, that play calling was just trash.
Okay.
It was horrible. Horrible, horrible, horrible.
Bueno, let's go to the picks.
The picks.
Los pronósticos.
Bueno, espérate, voy a decir la semana pasada, last week. If this thing would pop up. Here we go. Juan and me got tied for 5-5. Fatboy, you went to 2, my friend.
He won 2 games?
Yeah, that's it.
How many games were there last week?
I only won 2 games?
Yeah, remember, we picked the Chargers, Detroit. These are your picks. The Chargers, Detroit, Cincinnati, the Bills. The Titans was the game that you won. The Saints, the Giants, the Bucks was the other game that you won.
There were a lot of upsets last week.
The Colts. Oh, I'm sorry, 3 because of the Seahawks. Sorry. 3 games. And me and you got 5.
Dang, I still can't win one on my own for sure.
I mean, there was a lot of upsets this
week.
Hey,
big ups to Dale, the only one that picked the Dolphins to get their second win of the season. They're on a hot streak.
I'm telling you, the Dolphins don't look half bad. They look better than the Skins.
Yeah, I tell you that for sure.
Tell you that. But look, there was a lot of upsets this week. Kansas City took a L against the Titans, which have nothing to play for at this point. The Saints took a big L against Atlanta.
Yep.
A huge L.
Can we officially say Mariota's done?
Well, Mariota's been out the door, I think.
I'm saying as a top-tier quarterback?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, he's another Mark Sanchez.
Winston?
Yeah.
Is it over for him yet, too?
Who? Winston? Jameis Winston?
He's not going to get that second contract, I don't think. He's not going to get that big QB contract.
No, he's definitely not getting a big QB contract. Definitely not. No.
But he's up.
Nah.
He's up this year.
Okay. I think Winston, Jameis Winston, looks good, but they're the highest scoring offense this year. Throughout every game, but I don't think it's Jameis Winston is. That's not.
I mean, that's because you can just pretty much throw it in like a radius, and then Evans goes gets that ball.
Well, he's 7'2", 200 and some pounds. He's taller than any quarterback out there in the league. He's
TVG. Bueno, pues vamos entonces. Para esta semana,
Fat
Thursday
Boy.
Thursday night football.
Give us
Pittsburgh
game.
Versus Cleveland. In Cleveland.
Pittsburgh versus Cleveland in
I saw a Cleveland fan's jersey said, you know how it says May? Mayfield, he covered up field and put maybe next year. I'll go in Pittsburgh.
Put me down for Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh? Oh, because they beat the Rams one game. Now everybody's going with Pittsburgh.
No, I told you. They're up and coming, man. They're on their way back.
Juan has been saying it.
Oh, man. All right. Hold on. Okay.
I don't believe in Cleveland. Baker Mayfield.
Sunday, we got the Houston Texans.
Did you say Pittsburgh, too?
I'm actually going to go with the Browns.
Oh.
And not because they deserve this.
Interesting.
This thing. But I'm going with the Browns because I think that they're gonna beat the Steelers.
All right.
Nobody wants to believe me. Just like y'all thought about Miami last week.
To the Baltimore area to face the Ravens.
Game of the week, I think.
What game?
Houston at the Bald Ravens.
At the Ravens.
I mean that. I hope everybody's going with the Ravens, right?
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's going with the Ravens, right?
No.
I mean, I know they got Will Fuller back this week. Houston does.
I might want to go with Houston.
I'm going with Houston.
I'm going with Houston. They're going to knock him out there.
You guys have no hope for Lamar Jackson and his run game over 100-plus yards.
Somebody's going to figure it out. Yeah, somebody's going to figure it out, man.
Bill Belichick didn't figure it out.
He's going to figure it out the second time around.
And here we go. All right, that's fine.
Next game. The Atlanta Falcons versus the Carolina Panthers.
Well, they lost.
Go with the Panthers. I'm not going to go with Atlanta. That was a lucky game.
They lost Austin Hooper, too. Let's not forget. The only thing they have is Julio and Cage because Sanu left as well, remember. So I think that, I mean, I don't think Atlanta can do it.
Nah, I'm going with the Panthers.
Yeah, I think the Panthers.
Panthers.
Dallas goes to Detroit to face the Lions.
I think Stafford's out still.
Stafford's still out, yes.
So I'm going to go with Dallas.
Going Dallas. Need this W.
If Matty Staff was in, would you go with Detroit?
Yeah, I mean, because they're pretty good on offense. Their defense is okay.
Right,
but
right.
It might be a shootout. They're at home. I would have gone Detroit, probably.
Okay, all right. So Cowboys, everybody.
Next game, Jacksonville Jaguars go to Indianapolis, face the Colts.
they got Nick Foles back this game. My understanding, they're going to play Nick Foles.
Yeah.
Are they?
Yeah. They're playing Nick Foles. They're going to take Minshew.
Benched.
Stash is benched.
Yeah.
Go with Jacksonville.
Colts is, what's his name?
Well, Brissett's still out, and so it's Brian Hoyer. And remember, they just got lost against Miami.
Jaguars.
So Jags with Nick Foles? Everybody Jags?
Yeah, because Hoyer's hit or miss. Most of
yeah,
time
Hoyer, and against that Miami defense, I don't know why they didn't
most of the
succeed.
Time, it's miss.
Yeah.
Next game, Buffalo Bills travel down to face the Dolphins.
For the second time. Remember, for the second time. And they barely beat them the last game. I think it was by four,
with
by
Miami,
3 points.
Man. Miami.
All right. We got
Miami
a believer. Jerry Jones.
I think somebody about to get him back. Somebody about to get them back to on track and be like, yo, y'all supposed to lose these games. So I'm going with Buffalo.
Buffalo? Okay. Buffalo. Vamos a ver.
Who you got?
I'm going with Miami. Okay. I'm going to stick to my Miami play.
Are we putting wings on that game, too?
You want to put wings on the game, Juan?
Let's hear the other games. Let's hear the other games, too.
The Broncos go out to Minnesota to face the Vikings.
Oye, Rey, ¿qué se hizo?
He was supposed to be here today.
He was supposed to be here today, too, yeah.
Minnesota.
Yeah, I'm going Minnesota.
I think everybody's going Minnesota.
Next game, the Saints go down to Tampa Bay.
As much as I want the Bucs to win, but I think the Saints are going to win.
I think it's a bounce back. Bounce back.
Oh, and then, you know, my brother's a Bucs fan, so shout out to Teddy out there. Sorry.
Next game, the Jets come here to home to face the Redskins.
Los Skins.
Go Skins.
I would want the Skins to win, but it's just like, at this point,
para qué?
For what?
I mean, I just feel like they're going to win. I'm not going to pick them very often anymore, only game they're going to win.
they come off a bye, and then Juan says, let's go.
I'm going with the Jets.
You going with the Jets?
I'm going with the Jets.
What do you guys think about Darnold, anyway, since we're here on the Jets topic?
He's hit or miss, hot and cold.
Yeah.
He shows up against Dallas Cowboys.
It just depends what type of game he starts having.
Do you think Le'Veon Bell went to the right team?
No.
No?
No.
I mean,
at the beginning of the season, you said the same thing?
First year there.
Yeah.
You know.
It's gonna take some time to get into rhythm, develop, and I guess bring people that are going to make him do better. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah. Yeah.
Put me down for the Jets.
Happy one-month anniversary, you guys. It's been 1 month since the Redskins last scored a touchdown.
I won.
Well, we're going to be covering that game.
Yep.
Por el Sol 107.9 El Sol, Deportes 1580. And
I think the touchdown's going to be there.
The touchdown team will be there this week.
The whole touchdown team will be there.
Follow us on Twitter. If you guys ever have anything to talk about that you guys want us to talk about, yo, hit me up on Twitter. I'm always on El Touchdown Show.
Next game, 4 o'clock games. Arizona Cardinals se van to the Bay Area to face the 49ers.
Dude, this should be easy. This is another divisional game.
But this is another divisional game. Win for the 49ers.
You know what?
This is the bounce back game.
The defense will take care of what's his face?
But I don't know, man. The Cardinals.
Look,
Sunday.
I'm only saying this because we're all in the same division. Seahawks, 49ers, Arizona Cardinals, and the Rams. I need Arizona to win. I'm going to bet with Arizona because I don't think the 49ers got it yet. And, I don't know about Kittle, but I know Sanders is not coming back just yet.
Niners.
You know what? Put me down for the Cardinals.
You coming on this side, bro?
Put me down for the Cardinals. I don't know that. If the 49ers know how to deal with a loss,
I don't think so.
It's a short week. And it's a short week, so
Monday to Sunday. Yeah, it is.
It's a short week, so yeah.
All right, Ian Rappaport about the Colin Kaepernick thing. One, this is not part of Kaepernick's settlement. He did not ask for this in his settlement, so this is something new that the NFL came up with. Two. Jay-Z, a partner with NFL on social justice, had major influence here.
Bam, 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 bam. We were all right.
What'd I say?
Yeah. He put that blueprint on.
Yeah.
Next.
The Patriots versus the Eagles.
Patriots versus Eagles. In Philly?
In Philly. I'm going with the with the Eagles. I gotta go with the Patriots.
You know what? Something about the Eagles against the Patriots.
Oh God, here we go. Dime, Juan.
Go Eagles.
You gonna go with the Eagles?
I'm gonna go Eagles.
What?
I'm gonna go out on a limb on this one.
I'm sorry. I mean, I have to go with the Patriots. There's no comeback game.
Because they went to bye week with the sour taste in their mouth.
Yeah, of course.
Next game, Bengals. The defeated Bengals.
It doesn't matter who they're playing. I'm going with
the Raiders.
Raiders.
I told you guys Raiders going to be the last game against Raiders. The Chargers.
Yep.
So everybody Raiders?
Raiders.
Rivers was horrible.
Then Sunday night, the Chargers go up to L.A. to face the Rams.
I don't care what you guys say. I'm going with the Rams. I pick my team from passion, not from statistics. Wow, this is a hard one for you guys?
I think you guys are a bust this year. I'm going to go with Chicago.
What? Oh, man.
Damn.
You going
if
with
they had a quarterback. If only Chicago had a quarterback.
If they had a quarterback. That's what I'm saying. Hopefully, Colin does not get this deal with the Bears.
I'm going to go with the Rams.
Then
I'm going to go with Chicago.
Okay. Chicago. All right.
Monday Night Football, Mexico City.
They are playing in Mexico, right?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Kansas City versus
the Chargers.
Chargers. Will the field
like
hold up?
For the Chargers. It's like a home game for the Chargers, too.
Is it?
Yeah, because remember, they were in San Diego, which is right above Tijuana, which that's where they're going to play at.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
Fat Boy has a lot of stories. He's trying to think about Tijuana. He got a smile on his face.
That's for another podcast, guys.
It's a no-brainer with Kansas City all day, but, I mean, they are playing in a different turf. They are playing in a different country. And
I'm going to go with the Chargers.
You think just because they lost against the Titans this past week that they're gonna take an L with
that,
the Chargers?
But it's come on, man! This is the Chargers. We're talking about Phillip Rivers right here,
which hasn't come out like well. I mean, they did beat the Packers, didn't they?
Though,
let's go Kansas City, man! I'm going Kansas City.
I'm gonna go Chargers.
Okay, 2 KC, 1 Charger,
and I will bet that
what
the was it a Dolphins game? Did you guys win Dolphins? I'm going to go with the
Buffalo?
The
Buffalo and Miami game?
For the chicken wings.
Oh, man. Hey.
Buffalo. Can we do something else besides chicken wings? Because I'm tired of eating
them. Well, I mean, whatever you guys want, man.
No, well, I was going to say, Juan, you should buy stock in the Banchan. Tanto que estamos metiendo dinero perdiendo este año.
I only metido, this is my second time, half and half with Fat Boy. You guys bought me one time.
Yeah, I think it was the second or third time, something like that.
Bueno, pues.
Bueno.
That's it. You can follow El Touchdown.
El Touchdown Show on Twitter. Please follow. Please check in. Please listen in. Tune in. If you guys have any questions, cualquier pregunta, something you guys want to talk about, anything, let me know. Hit me up. I'm always available.
@ El Poderoso DC. Nos pueden escuchar el domingo a través de la aplicación radio.com. El Sol Deportes 1580. El Sol 107.9 aquí en el área de DC. Redskins versus the Jets. Dwayne Haskins. First start in casa in FedEx Field. Vamos a ver cómo le va. Fatboy, where can they follow you?
@ the real DJ Fatboy, Twitter, Snapchat, Instagram.
If you follow Fatboy, you know he gets real quiet when the Cowboys play the game.
Yes. Actually,
then after
if you guys,
a win,
se pone a hablar.
It's over.
It's okay.
It's
you
on your
can
timeline.
Tag, you can talk.
You'll know the Cowboys won.
And you'll know they lose too because I do post up after we lose while we lost. So.
He's the one that taught Prescott how to dance. That's how we got it.
All right. Nos fuimos. Que tengan buena semana. Enjoy the NFL.
Dale.
Let's go.